CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. You can find the bulletin text on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 14th of July 2019. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB President writes to Ofcom, new science museum exhibition, RSGB convention lectures. After due consideration, and it's reported in GB2RS News on the 5th of July, RSGB President Dave Wilson, M0OBW, wrote to Ofcom strongly expressing the RSGB's concerns about the proposed WRC 23 aeronautical agenda item that includes 144 to 146 MHz. A set of appendices were attached to the letter to enhance the understanding of the amateur radio usage of the band and emphasise why any study for such a new use would inevitably be fraught with complexity and likely to be unsuccessful. The letter requests regarding three other WRC agenda items, 50 MHz, wireless power transfer and 23/7 Galileo, where UK and Ofcom support is also sought. Further information, please see the Our Focus pages on the RSGB website. Discover the remarkable world of code-breaking ciphers and secret communication in a new exhibition at the Science Museum in London, from the trenches of the First World War to the latest in cyber security. Top Secret explores over a century's worth of communications intelligence through handwritten documents, declassified files, and previously unsealed artifacts from the Science Museum Group's and GCHQ's historic collection. It includes the story of Alan Turing and the team of Bletchley Park codebreakers who broke the Enigma code in 1941. Top Secret coincides with the 100th anniversary of GCHQ and runs until the 23rd of February 2020. The exhibition is free, but booking is required. Go to the Science Museum's website for more details, www.sciencemuseum.org.uk. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. Two of the interesting lectures over the weekend will be Don Field, G3XTT, talking about guest operating, being part of a multi-operator contest or the expedition effort can be fun. It's a great learning experience and he's been involved in many such operations. Tony Canning, G2NF, will be speaking on a subject very close to many radio amateurs' hearts, Urban QRM, What Can I Do? To book weekend packages or day tickets and to read more about the RSGB convention, go to the RSGB's website. Confused by all the recent talk about the World Radio Conference, CPT project teams, etc., the RSGB has put together a few slides that explain the layers of the international regulatory cake. They're available at tinyurl.com/RSGB-slides and are also part of the wider resource on WRC19. Join VERON, V-E-R-O-N, the Dutch National Society, in a 2-metre propagation experiment on Saturday the 20th of July from 1700 to 1900 UTC. Make QSOs on the 2-metre band in any mode you prefer. It's not a contest, but an experiment to get as many radio amateurs on the band as possible. Club Log is handling the statistics. Upload your QSOs in ADIF format. Find out more on the VERON website also, which is veron.nl. The RSGB invites young people and an accompanying adult, if the child is under 16, to join them at the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park on the 6th of August for a fun and hands-on workshop where they can learn more about radio and electronics. Details on the Bletchley Park website, which is bletchleypark.org.uk, under the What's On tab. A further meeting of the wireless power transmission was held in Copenhagen in week beginning the 1st of July. This was a subdue group of CPT Committee SE24 charged with work on a report on generic WPT devices. Don Beatty, G3BJ, representing IARU, made input on its projections of harmful emissions from WPT systems, both generic and wireless electric vehicle charging operating at the existing harmonic emissions limit. The IARU also reported on tests carried out on small WPT devices. The IARU continues to argue for tighter emission limits on harmonics and other spurious emissions from WPT systems, which have the potential to cause sustained harmful interference to incumbent radio services. A new G2800 DXC rotator has been installed on the tower driving the Step IR beam for GB3RS, the permanent special event station at RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. The work was completed ahead of schedule, and GB3RS is now back on the air and available for visiting amateurs to operate during their visits. Please bring your licence with you. The TX Factor video recently made at the RSGB National Radio Centre about the new geostationary satellite, Oscar 100, is now online. Go to www.txfilms.co.uk and view episode 23. Now details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 14th, the Cornish Radio Amateur Radio Club will be will be held at Penair School St Clements in Truro, TR11TN. Doors open from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, catering available on site. Contact Mike Holloway, 01209211069. Also today, the 14th, the McMichael Radio Rally and Boot Sale will take place at Reading Rugby Football Club, Sunning Lane, Sunning on Thames, RG46ST. Doors open 9:30 to 3:30, admission is £3. Trade stands, exhibition displays as well as car boot area. Catering available on site as well as a bar. More from Min, G0JMS 07917 830410. Today the 14th and 23rd Red Rose QRP Festival will take place at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane or Mather Lane Lee at WN72PR. There's a free car park and the halls are all on one level. Doors open 10:30 a.m. There'll be a bring and buy RSGB bookstall, refreshments and a bar. Details from Colin, M0IQY 07419363131. And next Sunday, the 21st, sees the Finningley ARS Rally take place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. Doors open 10 a.m, free parking, an indoor and outdoor area. We'll have major traders and club stalls from microwave components to QRP's kits. Hot food and drinks are available all day. Admission £3. Contact Kevin, G3AAF 07831 614 640 for other details. To get your event into Radcom and to GB2RS and on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need 4 months' notice if you want to get something into Radcom. Now for the DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources, Ignazio IT9AGZ will be active as India Fox 9 stroke call sign from Levanzo Island, which is EU054, between the 16th and 28th of July, QSL via home call. Harry GJ7PSJ will be active stroke 7 from Oshima, which is AS206, one of the new IOTA designations, starting at about 2200 UTC on the 19th of July until 0600 UTC on the 21st. He'll be operating CWSSB and RITI on the 40 to 10 metre bands QSL home call. JI3CEY will also be active holiday style stroke 0 from the island of Sado, AS206. Another one of the latest IOTA destinations between the 20th and 22nd of July. Plans are to operate SSB and CW on the HF bands, QSL home call. Rick K6VVA plans to be active as stroke KL7 from Endicott Island, NA004, from about 2200 UTC on the 16th of July until about 1600 UTC on the 19th. He'll be operating CW some SSB, 40, 30, 20 metres. IOTA credit for this operation will be obtained only via the club log matching function on the IOTA website. Now of the special event news, Gilwell Park also hosts GB2 GP and has been getting scouts on the air for the last 50 years. Celebrating scouting's 100 years, GB 100 GP today, the 14th of July, when Gilwell Park is open to explorer scouts and ranger guides. Leicester Radio Society will be hosting GB5 EHL for Eagle Has Landed throughout the whole of July, celebrating the first moon landing. In particular, they'll be on the air for the whole weekend of the 20th and 21st of July, using HF and VHF all modes. A special ASL card will be available. GB100 BM will be on the air, celebrating 100 years of Bentley Motor Cars. The station will be operated by members of South Cheshire ARS. Throughout July, they'll be operating on the 80-metre to 2-metre bands using SSB, CW, FM and data modes. Special full-colour, QSL, will be available. QSL via OQRS, Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. On the 20th of July, members of the Poldhu ARC will be operating GB50 AML from the Goonhilly Earth Satellite Station in Cornwall, commemorating the part Goonhilly played in relaying TV signals of the Apollo 11 moon landing 50 years ago. Look for activities on 40 metres SSB, 20 metres CW and SSB, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via G3UZQ. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. It is a licensing condition that stations using UK special event station must be open to the public. Now the contest news. Next, the IARU HF Championship 24-hour run ends at 1200 UTC today, the 14th, using SSB 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the Exchanger Signal Report and IT Zone, which for us in the UK is 27. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the Exchanger Signal Report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchange is the same as the last one. On Saturday the 2nd, 40-metre QSO party runs 1000 to 1200 UTC using SSB only. The exchange is 5-9 and your name. Next Sunday the 21st, the 70 megs trophy contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. The low power contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC on Sunday the 21st. CW only 3.5 to 14 megs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and power. Don't forget also the UK 6-metre group marathon running from the 4th of August using all modes on the 50 megs band. The exchange is just your 4-character location. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO last week saw poor geomagnetic conditions on Tuesday and Wednesday, with the KB index hitting 5. This was due to a weak coronal mass ejection followed by the onset of a solar wind stream from a coronal hole. A solar wind speed above 650 km per second, coupled with a strongly south point BZ field, led to a geomagnetic unrest at higher latitudes. The net result was poor conditions on HF, with even the Chiltern ionosonde failing to show much of an atmospheric return on its plots. The poor conditions continued on Thursday, with 20 metres looking distinctly lacklustre and only one or two stations audible on the band. Conditions are predicted to recover by the weekend. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux will continue to be around 67 with zero sunspots. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled with a maximum KP index of 2. This means HF conditions may be better next week, although still subject to the summer doldrums. We've probably seen the best of the sporadic E now, but do keep an eye on 10 metres for short skip openings. A long-term view is that we may not see better HF F2 layer conditions until the autumn. On the bright side, today the 14th is the last day of the World Cup special event stations, so make the most of the final activity. Now VHF and up, a period of high pressure is crossing the country this weekend, which should have suppressed the heavy showers of recent day in some areas. Thus rain scatter is now replaced by some tropo, at least for a time. Early next week, the weather position gets very uncertain, with weather models split. One version brings the low across northern Britain from the Atlantic, which brings a showery cold front south by the end of the week to offer a chance of rain scatter again. But the other model outcome is for low pressure to drift into southern Britain from the continent, leaving pressure higher in the north but introducing showers to the south. Either way, the end result is that the early week troppo is replaced by the chance of rain scatter again. As we move into mid-July, sporadic E can become less commonplace, but still produces some good openings when they do materialise. The FT8 factor means there's plenty of chance for QSOs via this mode if signals are too low for SSB and CW. Moon declination is at minimum tomorrow, that's Monday, and apogee is just a week away, so path losses will continue to increase as the week progresses, and moon windows will be very short with the moon at low elevations. There are no major meteor showers this week, so continue to look for best DX opportunities via random meteors around dawn. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.